Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Become a founding member of Podcast Envy. For more information, go to patreon.com/podcastenvy. The only podcast in your feed that you can't fall asleep to. This is Podcast Envy. Now, here's Bacon, Tim, and Brian.
Podcast Envy.
I love it. I know. I still feel like I'm just like the guy, the announcer is like, Brian. Like, what is this weird name?
Really?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're saying it normal to me. I don't know.
Mm. I think he's being sensitive. Well, you got a haircut, so he's a little sensitive today. I love it. How much did you get cut off?
Too much airflow, about an inch.
Did you really?
Yeah, all the way around.
Who cut your hair?
Liv. Actually,
Andrew's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she come to the house? Or?
She did. How do you know all this?
Tim is like a
He's
psychic.
He's so good.
Just leading this conversation.
It's like
That's
freaking
great.
Kojak over here.
I can't help myself.
Yeah, she came over. She cut an inch off my head. Brought her whole kit.
Really?
Yeah,
her
it was great.
Kit and caboodle?
All I had to do was come downstairs.
Did you have the cape and everything?
She had the cape. And then we just, you know, vacuum up the... A little clippings.
You didn't do it like out on the patios or anything?
It's too hot out there, man.
Really?
Yeah, you got to get the AC going.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And Tim got a haircut too.
I did, yeah. But it's okay.
Yeah, no, I mean.
Yeah, whatever.
He gets haircuts all the time.
Oh, well, I mean, like, it's nice to see him, you know, sans hat.
Yeah, I decided tonight, no hat, you know, just let's just rock it.
Yeah.
You know?
And you're rocking it. Yeah, that shirt is a very good color on you as well.
Oh, thank you.
You cleaned your glasses. Looks like you took a shower.
Oh, what, are they normally not clean?
A little dusty.
Yeah, sometimes. Hey, Bacon, we got any listener feedback?
Yeah, did anybody listener feedback? Tell us how much they love us?
We do have somebody who tells us. I actually found the missing emails.
Nice.
I just had to do a little bit of extra clicking.
The thought plickens.
Mm-hmm. Warm regards.
So we'll start with that one.
Okay.
Hey, fellas, longtime listener here. Big fan of the energy you bring. Your last episode was a fun ride, especially with the new theme and your banter at the top. Who says banter, really?
Smart people.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
That's probably why I was not very familiar with it.
Okay. A good listener.
All right. Then, just do banter and then synonym in Google.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll find one that you know.
The only podcast that gives you the banter in the face.
Right in the jawline.
Podcast Envy.
Marcus gives this to us. He says, one piece of feedback.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Some of the opening conversation felt a little bit too loose, especially the back and forth about the new theme. I love the unscripted vibe, but it ran long and lost momentum for me. Still tuning in every time. Keep evolving, but don't lose that raw edge that makes Podcast Envy so gorgeous. Oh, he used the name of the podcast in the end.
Love
is that
it.
Supposed to make me feel better, Marcus?
Get past the part that you don't like.
Yeah.
I mean, the rest of it's great, so.
Yeah.
That's right.
Whatever. I mean, I would like to say, I don't think we had a terrible time having that conversation. It felt like a natural conversation to me.
Yeah.
How dare you, sir? I will stand up for this podcast, Marcus. I appreciate you listening.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, he's listening.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we must be doing something right.
You're allowed to have an opinion. You just can't. You know,
you just can't send it to us.
Yeah, the only podcast that blows your eardrums and makes you enjoy it. Podcast Envy. Enjoy the banter. What's next?
Next one is Dear Podcast Envy. I just finished listening to your last episode and I had to write in from the moment that theme hit.
Yeah.
I was hooked all over again. You guys have real chemistry. Tim's quick lines, Bacon's genuine reaction, and Brian just anchoring the chaos. I would not say...
And
Brian
the
is
chaos.
An anchor.
I might, I might be the one putting the chaos out there and then reeling it back in, maybe. I don't know.
He's the chaos sous chef. You
yeah.
Know?
Right. Yeah.
That's the ADHD.
He's the
in
pot
me.
Stirrer.
Yeah.
That's very nice. Fun. Who wrote that?
That was from Sarah.
Okay. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. Marcus and Sarah. thank you all for listening.
Yes. And we love the feedback. So please continue to give us feedback. It's one of our favorite segments.
It is.
It actually helps kickstart the banter.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it.
Let us know what we're doing.
A little bit of starter fluid, you know,
there you go.
See how I used a car reference there?
Yeah.
You want to know why I used
why?
Because Bacon's a car guy now.
Yeah.
I may have found a new hobby.
Get in the zone. So Auto zone.
You want to tell them how your other car was totaled, not physically, but in value.
Yeah. So my last car was a beautiful, lovely.
Cue the music.
Yeah, is Sarah McLachlan going to jump in?
Oh, stop it. I don't know for 100% surety how. Okay, we're going to keep doing that. All right. So it rained really bad in the beginning of May.
I wish I knew the rest.
Somehow water got in between the frame of the car and the inside of the car. So it basically short-circuited all the electronic stuff.
So did you try to get in one day and like just there was water everywhere or it just wouldn't start or there like was, what happened?
There was no water. What happened was I was actually on my way to a gig and I turned the car on. Everything was fine. Started driving, and then I hit my brakes at the first stop sign, and I could hear the water
the
rush
sloshing
to the front of the car.
Oh,
and
no.
The water came down the passenger side sun flap. It just like a waterfall out of there. And
wow.
I don't know how the water got in there. They didn't tell me how the water got in there. They were just like, this car is not good anymore.
Yep.
Eventually, it just stopped running. It was like, nope.
So you got another car.
Got another car.
And you called it a beater. I don't think it's a beater.
No, it's a nice car. I was being harsh because I was sad about my
car. It's a little bit older. It's a 2017, you said.
Yeah.
But now you've got all these, you know, little projects ahead of you.
So I decided that instead of like going for a car and having a huge monthly payment or whatever, I would just, you know, get something less expensive that maybe needs a little bit of work. And that's what I got.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, of course, I got the things that I need, like leather seats and cooled seats and heated seats and, you know, Apple CarPlay. Those things are in there.
Wow.
The important things.
But
what a diva.
Do you like take naps in it or do you like hug it, tell it goodnight?
I do tap it on the headlight before I go in.
Nice.
But yeah, it just needs like minor.
Like easy boy, easy.
It just needs minor things. Like it needed new brakes. It needed, you know, definitely needs to have all the fluids flushed, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Brian and I actually worked on it this weekend. We did like an oil change and I changed the air filter. I did like a super clean of the engine compartment. So it's nice and clean in there now.
Yeah, the brushes and everything.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Yeah.
So I've just went out and bought a bunch of stuff for the car. Like I bought ramps. I bought like a 3-ton floor jack. I bought just a bunch of stuff for cleaning the car inside and out.
So now when you see Bacon, be like, oh my God, it's Bacon the car guy.
Yeah.
Hey.
Like I've been sitting there with this car and I've been making like having all these thoughts about what I can do to make it just a little bit more customized. I think I'm going to like lower it a little bit. Maybe next time I need tires.
Put a spoiler on the back.
It's already got a spoiler on the back. Ha ha.
But like a bigger one.
Yeah. He needs like that Erector set one.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. It like sticks up above
yeah,
the
that
whole
one?
Car.
I think that would look really
maybe
cool.
Maybe put a fart can on the back.
Yeah. Exactly.
Then we can hear you.
I would like to get a new muffler for it.
Ooh, look at him.
He's doing it.
Like, I don't want to have like the really loud, obnoxious muffler. I just want the engine to sound like it's purring, you know?
Mm-hmm. So. And what is it? Is it a V6?
It's a 4-cylinder, it's a 2.0 liter turbo, which is what they're doing with all cars these
days. 0-60 like. In 45 seconds.
Actually, it does have a lot of get up and go. It does pretty well for that. So, yeah, I'm just really stoked about my new hobby.
I dig it.
I'm very tempted to go out and buy a junker and just see if I can fix it up.
Look at that. And hey, Reb's cars. Yeah. Meet Bacon.
Oh, there
Bacon.
You go.
Bacon. Reb's cars.
We're just putting the pieces, connecting the dots.
Look eventually, that. It'll be a whole enterprise. We'll have cars, a media company, and other stuff.
Wow. You think
and
we'll,
a podcast.
Maybe we'll come up with a jingle.
Yeah.
1-877 Bacon's a car guy now.
That's what's new with me. Anything new with you, Tim?
Nothing.
All right.
Same old.
Not one thing is new. It's just his hair.
Well, we did talk about our hairs already. So
yeah. You know. I'm sorry to ruin your only bit of news for the week.
Hey, call me when you get sponsored by O'Reilly's Auto Parts. Okay?
I certainly will.
O'Reilly's Auto Parts.
If I may tangent on that for a second.
Oh, go ahead.
So I found this guy on YouTube called Chris Fix. He's got really great videos on how to fix like common car problems.
Okay.
And he joined something, I think they hold it in New Jersey, called the Lemon Race. So what you do is you buy a lemon that or a bad car. And sure. You can only use $500 to fix it up. And it's an endurance race. So it's 2 days, 8 hours a day. And you have to ride your car. And you can have like three or four different drivers. And you try to race, and whoever does the most laps in that 16 hours wins.
And 16 hours?
Yeah, it's 2 days, wow. 8 hours a day. And
do you stop at all, like to refuel? Like,
yeah. Okay. You can go into the pit and change drivers, fix whatever. Like the first time they went in, this Chris Fix and his crew, they blew a piston came flying out of the bottom of the car.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So, danger zone.
Yeah. So they entered again the next year after doing more stuff to fix it up and make it safer and stuff. And they came in like 42nd place out of 180 something cars.
Wow.
And I just think that would be so much fun just to like race a car. That'd so there's be so much fun.
There's another tangent off of this.
Okay.
There, I just saw it on a reel. Apparently there's an Altima 600 and it's a race where they get it might be 80.
Yeah.
Altimas together.
I've seen that
for 60 laps, and it's just chaos on a oval track.
Yeah,
and they're just like plowing into each other. Wow. I guess because Altimas are inexpensive, to just buy one.
Yeah.
On Facebook Marketplace or something. So they just register their cars and then they just like plow into each other for 60 laps. It's great.
That's awesome.
Every crunch, the crowd goes, "Oh!" I'm like, I want to be there. To watch it. I also kind of want to be a driver.
Yeah. So in this endurance race, there are certain rules you have to follow, obviously. And if you call off the course or you get into like a fender bender with somebody, you have to go into the penalty box where they just kind of hold you there for a little while for like as a penalty for not. And so you can't race during that time.
Right.
And they're usually goofy things like they make you sing a song or that whatever. It just seems like a really fun, cool thing to do. And it was like not super competitive. It wasn't like trying to like run people off the road or whatever. It was.
Did you say where they hold it?
I'm pretty sure it's in New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the turnpike.
Yeah. Right by Turnpike Tech.
Right between two concrete walls.
Yeah. Right.
Good luck.
But it looked like so much fun to hang out with your friends and just build a car and then race it. And I
kind of like having a podcast with my friends.
Yeah. I'll just do the car racing thing with other friends.
Damn, my hand's right here. It's not. Where you can't see it.
And we'll take a break.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Stay locked in. We'll be right back with more Podcast Envy.
Marcus says, let's wrap this banter up.
Boring intro. Fast forward.
That's what we're going to do from now on. Anytime we're just like, Marcus is not going to like this.
Yeah. Marcus is behind the camera shaking his head.
So what do you want to get into first?
You got some news stories for us, Bacon? You want to do that?
Wow. Breaking Johnny news. On the spot.
That's right.
That was great.
Thank you. So I've got several news stories. We'll start with the thing that is probably the most sad,
Everybody's talking about it all day today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bacon's car.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Everybody on the news, it was like, Bacon gets a new Hyundai Santa Fe Sport.
He's a car guy now.
But according to ABC News, NBC News, all the news places, the iconic frontman of Black Sabbath and a pioneer of heavy metal died at age 76 in Birmingham, not in Alabama, in England, Birmingham. Today, he passed away peacefully at his home, surrounded by family after a long battle with Parkinson's disease. He rose to fame in the late 1960s, being a founding member of Black Sabbath, and they came out with albums like Paranoid and Master of Reality. His haunting vocals and dark stage presence earned him the nickname the Prince of Darkness.
Mm-hmm.
He was diagnosed with Parkinson's in 2019. I didn't know that he was.
I knew he'd been struggling with something. I thought it was just all the abuse of
right,
being on tour and.
Yeah. He also had some spinal injuries too from a car accident. I think he got into,
or was it an ATV accident?
It could have been ATV.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Good call.
Yeah.
Good
Tim was there. He knows.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Sharon.
They recently
Bacon does it better.
Jared!
That is good.
That was better.
They recently had a kind of like a retirement or going away
they
kind
did.
Of concert for Ozzy in Birmingham, and there was 42,000 people there. It was a huge concert. Lots of really big band people were there.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I can really remember 100% because I laughed when it happened was the guy who was the lead singer of Disturbed got booed really bad when he. I thought that was funny.
Yeah,
but that's just me being a terrible person.
Oh Jesus.
So he's been a rock and roller for 5 decades.
Yep,
and his name is.
Didn't I say
John Cena? No, you didn't say his name yet.
Didn't I?
You're building up to it, but we're waiting for it.
Yeah. I could have sworn I said Ozzy Osbourne.
There well, there it is.
Yeah, no, it was Ozzy Osbourne.
All yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't say that first. Okay.
He's a 2-time Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
He sure is. He sold over 100 million records.
Wow.
Do you want to hear some reactions to his death?
Let's do it.
All right. Elton John posted a heartfelt tribute on Instagram. So sad to hear the news of Ozzy Osbourne passing away, he wrote, posting a throwback photo of himself and Osbourne. He was a dear friend and a huge trailblazer who secured his place in the pantheon of rock gods, a true legend. He was also one of the funniest people I've ever met. I will miss him dearly.
I could see that.
Yep.
Metallica shared a throwback photo with Osbourne and stamped it with a simple heartbroken emoji on Instagram. Green Day's Billy Joe Armstrong wrote on the Instagram, "No words, we love you, Ozzy." Do you guys have a favorite Ozzy Osbourne or Black Sabbath song?
I don't know. I'm terrible with song titles for one. Mm-hmm. I did get to see him live, probably 10 or maybe even close to 15 years ago now. Pretty sure it was at, Wolf Trap.
Yeah.
It was in the pavilion. It was cool. He had a bucket of water off to the side of the stage and he would walk over to it and like dunk his head in there. And then he would just like flip his hair back and just have the, you know, the big swirl and water going everywhere. It was great.
Yeah.
It's so dramatic.
My favorite Ozzy Osbourne song is called Crazy Babies.
Big truck. I'm sensing a theme with the songs that you like now.
Oh, yeah. but that was, I think that's Zach Rhodes there playing, very good guitar player who another musician who died before their time. But, yeah, that's my favorite Ozzy Osbourne song. I've seen them, Ozzy Osbourne with Black Sabbath when they did their reunion back in the late 90s. I've seen him just by himself. One of my favorite drum solos ever is one of his drummers from one of his live albums. Really awesome. I could play it right now if you want.
Let's do it.
Really?
And I got to take it back. It wasn't Wolf Trap. It was Jiffy Lube.
Oh, okay.
That sounds right.
Now I'm picturing it. I'm like, no, it definitely wasn't in the woods.
A really good song that they play live is this song.
It's a song called Mr. Crowley.
Bum, 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 bum.
Let me see your fucking cigarette lighters.
He just sounds like the Prince of Darkness.
He does, doesn't he? Listen to that crowd too, man. It's going crazy.
It's like the final boss.
Right? Even when I saw him and he was like in his 60s or whatever.
Yep.
He was still spry as hell, running around the stage like a crazy person.
Yep.
So good.
Got any peanuts up in this place? We got baseball in the background.
Yeah, right?
Butt scratches!
Da-da-da-da-da-da! Here it comes. The dramatic pause.
We should do more of that.
We should.
Yeah.
As the crowd's cheering
us.
Just
do this.
One of us would be like this, waving the crowd on. Like, come on, let me hear it.
And then Bacon goes.
Bacon's got the stick
that's
playing.
That's right.
You know what's funny with these bigger performances that I didn't realize? I feel like maybe we've talked about it. I can't remember. But in the in-ears, everyone has, or different artists, I guess they choose what they want to hear in there. And you can add a click track. And so that way you always know like where everybody's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Even through all the chaos.
Yep.
Especially with, you know, the vocalist, you know, the drummer, you know where you are.
But most of the time.
Yeah.
If you Google it, or not Google it, if you go on YouTube and you search like certain artists in ears, you can hear what they publish it. So you can hear it. I think it was Taylor Swift that there's like when the click track is going and then when she's about to come in, it'll say 1, 2, 3, and then say the first line of the verse so she knows where it just goes. And it's like, so that's how they remember all
the brilliant.
Lyrics. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here's that drum
I could
solo.
Use that.
Here's that drum solo I was telling you about.
That's awesome. That's got to be such a great feeling as an artist to like just have that stage and everything's just tuned to you, you know, like you, it's the perfect kit, the perfect opportunity to like showcase what you love to do with all these little details.
Yeah.
It's great.
And you got people that are like responsible for your drum kit.
So right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You can just get up and walk, walk right out when you're done. Yeah, I don't think anyone envies the breakdown or setup of a full drum kit.
It's true.
God, he's like animal.
Yeah. Got those rotor toms up top.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. He's like looking around like, what haven't I hit yet?
Ozzy, come here.
It's like people are throwing cans at him. He's just swatting them away.
But you know what the trick is? You hear his bass drum going steady. That's how he can keep his time.
Yeah.
That's a pretty fast beat, though.
It is. Makes sense with you appreciating this. The last show that Bacon and I did at Lost Fox, I was like, hey, can we slow it down? And then every song, it was just pick right back. We'd start slow and then pick right back up. And I'm like, all right, well, that's today.
Sounds like Jimmy's.
Yeah. I thought we did pretty great at Jimmy's, actually.
Yeah. But there were a couple of songs that I look at you and you're like, and I look at Bacon and Bacon's like,
yeah.
You know, like gives me the shoulder shrug. Like,
It's not me. Yeah. It's like, it must be Jimmy then.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys, jeez. I'm just giving you guys the workout. You guys are like, oh my God, we're done.
Oh my,
You guys were toughen up there.
Oh, we need to toughen up.
All right.
Okay. Crazy Train was always my favorite.
Crazy Train. That's a good one for sure.
The guitar solo, the intro and all that. Yeah. Oh. Money. So good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Ozzy.
What was it? Was it Iron Man?
Yeah.
Da, da, da,
yep.
da.
Mm-hmm. Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. He really was, man. Like all the metal bands that are out today came from his band.
Some form or iteration.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy Train.
Ooh. A lot of his songs had crazy in them.
Yep.
Well, at least a couple of them.
He did this album in the 90s, and he just did a song called Perry Mason. Did you ever hear that song?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. We're going to listen to that song.
All right, pull it up.
Too.
Let's go to the videotape.
Okay, so there's like a little bit of an intro.
Okay.
Yeah, just fast forward. Come on.
You guys haven't heard this song?
You know what's just as hard as doing like a killer solo is doing stuff like that. Because, I mean, you do anything super repetitive and you start to like lose focus. It's almost like a vertigo.
Yeah.
You really got to stay on top of it to be able to do that. Yeah. That's tough.
I'll fast forward it to the chorus. So I just thought about this while I'm listening to this now. This album came out right when I started playing the drums, and this drum beat was really cool because it was like a dun, da, dun, da, dun, da, right? And this is where I kind of learned the cymbal crash with the snare at the same time because of this song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this song kind of taught me a lot of things about how to play the drums, now that I think about it.
Yeah, you're like, how'd they do that? And then you try to figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Very cool.
It looks like Lady Gaga had a bad romance with gravity.
Oh, did she fall?
She did fall.
No.
According to Billboard, Lady Gaga had
is she
a dramatic
okay?
moment. Yeah, she's fine.
Oh, okay.
She slipped on stage while performing Vanish Into You, but instantly recovered and kept the concert going without missing a beat. True professional right there.
Mm.
The fall happened after a cameraman slipped first, and then Lady Gaga stumbled due to her flowing cape. See? That's why people don't wear capes anymore.
Mm. That's right. You used to wear one, but no longer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I put down my superhero cape.
There you go.
Fans erupted in applause as she rose quickly with the help from security and continued to sing. Her resilience has been compared to recent high-profile performance accidents involving Beyonce and Katy Perry.
Have you seen the other ones, like Olivia Rodrigo, where there's literally a hole
in
the stage?
Yeah, she falls into the hole.
Yep.
That looked like it hurt, man.
And then Mr. Yeah. Met fell out of the stage.
He? Yeah.
Saw there was
Matt. Oh, poor guy.
He fell off the stage.
I feel like that's even worse.
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, you're wearing this huge thing over your head. Like, your eye holes are probably only this big.
Have you guys ever had in a situation where you were performing or something and you fell or you slipped or something catastrophic happened and you just kind of had to deal with it?
The first thing that, I'm not fallen, but the first thing that comes to mind is, remember when we were at Preston's and one of my string popped and in my head blew a fuse.
Oh,
so I took
the
string and I wrapped it around my finger and I was just trying to yank it out just to get it out of my way.
I remember that. Yeah.
And all it did was like dig into that crease in my finger.
Yeah.
And I went white, you know, pale when I was playing, I was like, oh my God, I almost just severed my finger.
Right.
Like mid performance.
Yeah.
That was not good.
Yeah. Ugh.
Oof.
Yeah. I don't know. Can you think of one?
I don't think so. I mean, knock on wood. I don't want any of us getting hurt or anything. Yeah. I do remember, I think we were playing somewhere and I think it was, hey, it's okay. And I jump off the stage. I remember landing and going, oh, that's tough on the knees. I don't think I can do that anymore.
Oh, that's 40.
Yeah.
Welcome to 40.
Right. But yeah, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I know my guitar's fallen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
That's happened actually more than once.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. But yeah, I don't think so.
That's good.
Have you? Have you lost like a drum or?
I've broken a drum head, but I guess probably the worst thing that ever happened, when I was in high school, I was in the school play. It wasn't, so we'd have a play in the fall and like the musical in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the fall play, and I was playing a character that was playing a character that was a dog.
You were a dude disguised as a dude.
So it was like a play.
As another
play.
Dude playing another dude.
Yeah. So it was a play within a play. And the part of the scene, I was dressed up in this like literal dog costume. And the thing was, the dog was supposed to run into the house excited and like be slipping and sliding all over the place. And then like slide a little bit off the stage, but not out of the way.
Uh-oh.
I slid straight off the stage, like 3 or 4 feet. And
everyone erupted in applause and
they
laughter.
They thought it was so friggin' funny.
Yep.
And so I had to, they thought it was part of the show.
Did you break anything?
No, but thank God I didn't. But they thought it was part of the show. So it ended up working out great because everybody thought it was hilarious. But
they're like, encore.
The poor actress that was playing the owner of the dog had to help me get back up on stage. It was a couple minute ordeal. We tried to figure that. But the audience was roaring, so it worked
out.
There
you go. See?
I did something similar.
Yeah.
Had nothing to do with music.
Oh, here we go.
But we were sledding behind this elementary school. I was an adult. I was like 18 or 19 years old.
It was last winter.
And there was this girl. Yeah, right. There was this girl there that I was trying to impress.
She's
I remember.
There.
I don't.
Yep.
And people were going down the hill and I was like, oh man, I could do it so much better. Like, give me the thing. And I took it and I got a good running start and I went down the hill and I remember I'm going down the hill so fast and I'm thinking, oh man, when's it going to slow down? Didn't slow down. I went through the tree line.
It's like past, Clark Griswold.
Past the bottom of the hill. And what I couldn't see behind the tree line was that there was a drop off into a creek.
Oh no.
So I fell head first into a creek and my hood was over my head and it immediately soaked with wet and I felt like I was waterboarding myself.
Right.
Like I was trying to get a foothold to be able to stand up in the creek. And then I popped up and I look up, you know, nobody can see me because it's pitch black outside.
Yeah.
And I got to the base of the hill. And I was like, I want to go home.
I'm so cold.
I was freezing. I got up the hill and everybody's face went from like this to like this. Like, oh my God, is he okay?
I have a similar sledding story.
Okay.
Nice. I love where this is going.
I was in my 20s, late, or mid-20s or so. And I was there with a group of guys. They were drinking. I was having a couple of drinks too. And I sat down on a saucer sled. And it was nighttime, so it had thawed a little bit during the day, but it was back under freezing at night. So it was the ice had covered. There was a bunch of kids must have created a ramp earlier. It was my turn. I was just about to, you know, just glide down the hill.
Right.
A friend of mine gets the idea to do a running start and push me.
Yeah.
So he shoved me down the hill.
Of course.
And I was like out of control, spinning and going down the hill. And
Airborne.
I just happened to hit the ramp airborne. And I landed on my side on a clump of icy snow and I broke a couple ribs.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. When was this? Like this year or two ago?
No, this is like almost 20 years ago. But yeah, I woke up the next morning and I had a hard time breathing in deeply because my ribs hurt really bad. It was terrible.
My ribs hurt real bad.
When I got down on the ground, I just laid there and I was like, somebody's going to come check on me because I cannot get up.
Oh my God.
Tim, so do you have a good sledding story?
I don't.
No?
No. I do have a...
Tim with this perfect haircut and this perfect smile and these perfectly clean glasses.
I got an inch off my hair today. Look at
sledding.
Me. Everybody look.
Not me. I read books.
Yeah.
This is Podcast Envy.
You know, another bit of news that has also been circulating.
Oh, what's that?
How about that Coldplay concert?
How about that Coldplay concert?
Oh, God. It was another thing that you just couldn't escape.
Yeah.
You know, and people were using AI to create different versions of the couple.
I saw a version of it with Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Yes. And the woman was passed out.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. My God.
Oh, man. Speaking of Bill Cosby, but we're going to come back to the CEO.
Oh, thing, okay.
Did you hear Malcolm?
Oh, Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
All my childhood heroes are dying.
Yeah. Now you sound old.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm at that age now, I guess, where everybody starts to die.
Marcus is really going to hate this part of the episode.
That's a little loose of you there, Bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was only in his 50s.
Yeah. At
54, I think.
Yeah.
He did a really good role in The Resident, the medical
Courtney
drama.
Was just saying that.
Yeah. He was great. He played a cardiac surgeon, actually. But yeah.
He was in a couple episodes of Detroiters. That was my comeback. She was like, yeah, he's in this show that I really like, The Resident. And I was like, oh, he's in Detroiters. That's a show that I really like.
He was also in Community, which is a show that I like.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
A couple episodes. Yeah.
We'll miss him too.
But yeah, but the CEO, he actually spoke out.
Is it the same statement that he put out before where he blames the band?
Yeah.
In
the
his
end.
Statement.
And he uses, he quotes like the words
says,
from the song.
He says, and I quote, "I also want to express how troubling it is that what should have been a private moment became public without my consent. I respect artists and entertainers, but I hope we all can think more deeply about the impact of turning someone's life into a spectacle."
Shut the fuck up.
And what was the line at the end?
And then he goes, "As a friend once sang, lights will guide you home and ignite your bones. And I will try to fix you."
Now, is he talking about Chris Martin?
Yeah,
as a friend once said?
Yeah.
The same guy that outed you?
Yeah, right.
I don't understand.
Yeah. I mean, dude, you were caught.
I had to look up what astronomer was. I was
I know,
I've never even heard of this thing.
Yeah.
Why do I care? What is happening right
so
now?
So much bad press for
well,
that.
Well, and here's the other thing. And I don't know if you both realize this too, but like everyone immediately goes, oh my God, his wife. Oh, how terrible for his wife. Dude, what about the husband of the chick that he's groping?
Yep.
Yeah. You know, like he's like, oh, yeah, the wife's out. She's going to a Coldplay concert, some company thing, whatever. All right. Well, good night. I'm going to wake up in the morning, check my socials, and holy, what, you know, like.
Honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what?
Like, that's nobody, terrible.
Yeah, it's bad.
But yeah, nobody's making a big stink about the husband that was also affected.
What's right. the deal with that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
And then I bring it up with my brother, and he's like, well, I've seen it at Radio Envy shows before, so it's nothing different, nothing new. I was like, what shows have you been to?
Yeah, what What's are we going talking on? About here?
I was like, sometimes Brian holds me when we do.
Yeah, that's true. We touch
time
feet.
Of my life. Yeah. But that's about as close as we get.
And that's okay.
But what a donkey.
Yeah.
This guy is such a donkey.
What the his first mistake was having any expectation of privacy in a public place. Like you have no like you should never if you're yeah. doing something shady, don't do it out in the fucking open, you dummy.
Oh, right. There's 60,000 other people. There, you know, it's no problem. You yeah. know, no one's gonna notice me hugging you.
And I can imagine that his seats were probably great.
Yeah.
And that's also probably right. another reason why the camera guy panned Absolutely. Over because right. they're like, oh, they're in VIP.
Yeah.
They're a good looking couple. Yeah. Let's
they look
them on
like
the
they're in love and having a good time.
Yep.
It's not like they're at the lawn seats sitting yeah. in the back right. row, you know,
roughing it, sitting on their lawn chairs.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah.
Not him.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, well,
that's something else, man. And the fact that Chris Martin was like, hey, there must be.
I love that. That was his first
an affair.
Yeah. That was his first really comment. Shocked, yeah. He just lit it the hell up.
Yeah. Man, the Philly Fanatic and the Phillies organization
I saw that.
Did a really good parody.
The Savannah Bananas did a good one,
did
too.
They really? Yep. Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yep.
Man.
But
some
yeah.
car dealership did it, too.
Yeah.
They were like, we're not hiding. We don't cheat on prices or deals around here, or whatever they were saying.
I love it.
There was also the clip. I think it was a Twitter post or X post where a guy was like, man, imagine being the other guy who was having an affair and the audience just like, phew, glad that wasn't me.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's so funny. That's great.
That's just crazy. I mean, do you think there needs to be a cultural debate about this at all?
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
It is what
he
it
screwed
is.
Up. She right. screwed up. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you got caught. I mean, if he's doing this stuff at a concert, you're going to get caught somewhere else. So yeah. if it didn't happen at the Coldplay concert, it's going to happen somewhere else.
Right.
Come
do
on.
Do you think that if it was a person that wasn't a CEO, it would have gotten as viral and as much attention as it did?
I say no.
But I have thoughts about that.
Their reaction is what caused people to
yes, very true.
Look like, oh, I know that guy. He's the CEO of this company or whatever. Maybe it was an employee that made the connection. Who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was the way that they reacted when they realized that they were on film.
Yeah.
They could have played it off.
They could have done
100 different things.
Well, because this is the first time, I don't know about you guys, but the first time that I heard that Coldplay actually does this, right? Where they pan to the concert.
They find cheaters.
Well, no, that they pan and they, you know, they find a group and then, you know, or, you know, two people or whatever, and they, you know, sing about them. A couple lines, and then they move on to the next.
Oh, crowd. So it's a known thing that he does this?
He does this.
Then Jesus Christ, man, what were you yes. doing?
And so, again, I had no idea, just like you, that he did this at yeah. the concert. So, you know, like I would have, like, I don't think anybody would have ever known yeah. without their reaction. Their reaction went viral mm-hmm. and made people want to dig and post and all that other stuff.
Mm. Yep.
Without that,
yeah,
I don't think it would have ever been posted.
Good point. Yeah.
It's true.
Some people posted, you know, things like, you know, this is a sure sign that you should know that HR is not working for you.
Oh, boy.
Do you have a game that kind of goes along with that? Like about concerts?
Actually, I made up a game that ties into this very well.
Oh, do you want to jump
in? It wasn't intentional, but here we are.
There we are.
All right.
Coldplay just putting things together.
Well, lights will guide you home.
So I thought it'd be kind of neat to come up with a list of the biggest concert stadiums in the United States
mm-hmm.
and group them. I did just 16 of them and I grouped them into four groups. And out of each group, you guys are going to tell me which one is the biggest
out of
the four. And it's largest by capacity,
okay,
not by square foot. So we're talking about, you know, how many patrons or how many
butts and seats.
Attendees. Yeah.
All right.
So the first four. We've got Ben Hill Griffin Stadium. We've got Beaver Stadium. Memorial Stadium in Nebraska, because there are two in the country, apparently. And Bryant-Denny Stadium.
I haven't heard of any of those places.
Right?
So Bryant-Denny, I think that's where Alabama is.
That is in Alabama, correct. Yep.
So, and then what was the second one you said?
Beaver Stadium.
Yeah, that's that one, Penn State.
That is Pennsylvania. You got it. I knew that you were going to know some of this stuff.
Well, in that case, I would guess that Beaver Stadium, because I know that they have, that's my guess.
Yeah, I tend to, you know what? I don't, you know, I was going to go the same as you. I'll go with Alabama Stadium.
All right. Well, the winner Bryant is Denny. Beaver.
Yeah.
Booyah.
Yeah.
Bacon's intuition was correct. So Beaver Stadium is in University Park, Pennsylvania, and can host up to 106,572 people.
Yep. Point for Bacon.
Isn't good that crazy? Bacon. Some of these numbers are wild. It's like, how do you know how, who decides that, it, you know, it's not one or 10 more or less, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. All these numbers are wackadoodles. All right. Second set. AT&T Stadium.
That's in Dallas.
MetLife. That's right.
In that's Texas. In New York.
MetLife Stadium. Michigan,
or New Jersey.
Michigan Stadium, or Sanford Stadium.
It's either the big house or it's the house that Jerry built.
I'm gonna go with the big house.
I'll go with Jerry World.
So, Tim, you're AT&T, and Bacon, yeah. You're Michigan.
Yeah.
Okay, it's Michigan.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Michigan Stadium is actually the largest. At 107,601.
Yeah.
Wow.
This next one's a fun one. Jordan-Hare Stadium.
Oh, War Damn Eagle. That's Auburn right there.
Lambeau Field.
Okay.
And Lambeau is
in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yep. Damn, Tim.
I knew that one
fire.
Too.
He did okay. Too. All right. All right. Kyle Field.
Kyle Field. That is Texas A&M.
Hey, Kyle.
That is in Texas.
Texas A&M right there, Kyle Field.
And Memorial Stadium, which is the other one, in South Carolina.
Oh, is that Go Gawks?
Yep.
Excuse me?
Yeah, Gamecocks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
South Carolina.
Jordan
the
Hare,
East Coast USC.
Lambeau, Kyle, and Memorial Stadium in South Carolina.
I'm going to go out on a limb and just say Lambeau.
I'll say Jordan-Hare. Just for fun. Just for you, Lens. War Eagle.
It is Kyle Field.
Is it Kyle Field?
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
So fun fact about Kyle Field is that George Strait had the largest concert ever with 110,905 people in attendance.
George Strait?
Yeah, George Strait.
Yeah. So I wonder if he ever found any of his exes.
Is the first and third.
Depends on how long he spent in Texas, I guess.
And largest, the second largest attendance of his concert was AT&T.
Wow.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right, last group.
Okay.
Neyland, Neyland Stadium. That one's in Tennessee. Gaylord Family Oklahoma Memorial Stadium. Gillette Stadium, which is
Foxborough.
Where the Coldplay concert was. Yeah.
Patriots.
You got that one. Or Tiger Stadium.
Tiger Clemson.
Tiger Stadium is in
South Carolina.
Baton Rouge.
Tiger.
Gillette.
Neither of you got that one.
What?
Ooh.
Neyland.
Okay.
Neyland Stadium, Knoxville, Tennessee.
Rocky Top. Woo! Rocky Top, Tennessee.
But Taylor Swift ended her 1989 tour in 2015 there. The other crazy fun fact about all these stadiums is that the majority of them were built in the 1920s.
Wow. They've just, well, they were built then, but they've expanded since.
Right.
Right. So like, even the big house in Michigan, they purposely continued to build out to add more seats. So then they could call themselves the big house.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the large, I could be wrong. And I've been wrong, obviously. I think it's the largest college football stadium in the country.
I'm pretty sure it is. It was at the top of the list.
Yep. So good. Hey, good job, Bacon.
Yeah, I won that too.
Hey, that was fun. Thank you for pulling it together, Brian. Yeah. That was fun.
Well, nice, quick, fun little game.
Yeah, right.
I got a thing for that.
Three peas on the pot.
Repeat on the pod. So Brian's going to give us three categories and we're going to talk about it.
Yeah. That's exactly what we're going to do.
All right.
Three peas in the pod. There's three of us. There's three questions. We provide three answers each. Three peas on the pod.
Oh, yeah.
The first one, favorite trilogy movies, which is also another fun three.
My favorite.
Question.
My favorite.
Do it.
Because I love movies.
Yeah.
You know how much I love movies.
Huge fan of the movies.
Yeah, Debbie Does Dallas, yes. 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, let's get started with how about the Dark Knight trilogy?
That's a good one.
That's a fantastic one.
Batman Begins, Dark Knight Rises. The Dark Knight is probably one of my favorite movies of all time.
Of all time?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
They are great. I loved his Chris Nolan's version of the Batman movies.
Yep. Those so that good. That was good. The Austin Powers movies.
Ah, there you go.
So
that's great.
Yep. So I did like those. And my third one, I might get yelled at here because it's not technically a trilogy.
Uh-oh.
But I like to think of the first three Saw movies as a trilogy. Oh. And then the rest of them weren't very good.
That's fair because I think it was intended to be a trilogy to begin with.
But Saw 1, 2, and 3, I thought they were really well done. I'm not a huge fan
Tim goes
of,
dark.
I know. Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of... I gave you one of every...
No, that's good. Know,
but I'm not a huge fan of scary movies. Mm-hmm. But that was, you know, to me, had the best plot lines, right? And I love the twists at the end.
What about you, Bacone?
Me? Indiana Jones.
Oh, good one.
Yep. That's one of my favorites. I watched this as a kid and then... I love him.
Harrison Ford's awesome in those films.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you familiar with the Cornetto trilogy?
Mm-mm. Cornetto, no. Mm-mm.
It's Shaun of the Dead.
Hot Fuzz,
and The End of the World, I think is the name of the movie.
Yeah, something like that.
It's Simon Pegg and...
The other guy.
Nick Frost.
Yeah. I think that's actually his name.
Yeah. If you haven't seen any of those three movies, you need to see, especially Hot Fuzz. It's a classic.
Yeah.
Classic movie. My buddy back when I was a long time ago, when I had a roommate, my first roommate, he and I would watch the trilogy all the time, one right after the other. Friday night, a couple of drinks watching, and we'd just recite the movie as it was playing.
Yep.
It's great. My third one is the Madagascar trilogy.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. There was Madagascar and Madagascar 2 Escaped Africa, and 3 was Europe's Most Wanted.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah. And of course, the penguins of Madagascar are in it. That's, yeah. That's general.
And there's
wide.
Three of them.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, see? Look at that.
Three on three on three.
The peas go deep.
Love it. Very cool.
What about you, Brian?
Both of you are so excited.
I know. We want to know. Picks.
I like the Matrix movies.
Okay.
I don't like the last one that they came out with. Revolution? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
But the first three were great. I thought they were really interesting. I don't know. The whole concept blew my mind when the first one came out in the 90s. I remember seeing that movie in the theater, and it wasn't often that I would go to the theaters. And I was like, holy cow. Like, you just start rethinking everything. Yeah. You're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Aren't we in a simulation?
Yeah. Well.
I really like the Lord of the Rings movies, the first ones. I've watched them through and through, like the extended versions. They're each like 4 hours long. Mm-hmm. They're great.
I've never watched one all the way through.
Really?
Because every time I've tried to, I fall asleep.
Yeah. I also really liked the original X-Men movies.
Yeah.
When they first started coming out with them in the early 2000s. I think it was like 2000, 2002, and then maybe like 2006 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love those. Those are great.
That's Kevin Feige.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. They were, I don't know. I've always loved comic books. Superheroes. I used to collect all the action figures. I used to have, you know, like the washable markers, purple and red, and I would draw like blood and bruises on them when they were fighting. You know, I've loved superheroes for so long, especially the Marvel ones. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Very cool.
Anyway.
So Bacon, what's some of the silliest things that you've paid for, either in retrospect or you literally paid for it?
Other than that hat.
Oh,
what are two other ones?
Whoa. Wow. All right. So Brian will be leaving us.
No, I'm kidding. Come on. Don't be so
Come
sensitive.
Come on. Wow.
Well, here's one thing that, and it's due to lack of planning and forethought.
Okay.
It's some of the podcast equipment that we got.
Oh.
Because I ended up not using some stuff. I bought a bunch of stands that we didn't end up using. I just didn't put enough thought into how we were going to do it. Like logistically speaking.
Because well, you were so changed, excited.
I was.
We've changed the room around like four times.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. And now I feel like we're in a good spot.
Yeah. I think we're in a good place now, but I did make some erroneous purchases and then.
Erroneous.
Forgot to
return them.
And now I just have a bunch of shit laying around.
I'll put it on Craigslist or yeah. Facebook or whatever.
Mm.
Yeah.
And get perhaps. Some more auto parts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Find somebody to trade with.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you're thinking about doing a podcast also.
Yeah.
Do you have a breaker bar?
Why are you making fun of me for the breaker bar thing?
I don't know. Because I had to look it up. Because
he's jelly. He wants one.
I had to look it up and it makes sense why it's called a breaker bar.
Yeah.
Because it's so freaking long to get the leverage.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it now. Anyway.
You don't have a breaker bar, do you?
I don't have a breaker bar.
Oh, that's a shame. Congrats, Bacon. And he's single, ladies.
Oh, shut the front door.
And he's a car guy now.
Oh, God. Fix your car for free.
And give you the breaker bar.
Can I get a look under the hood? No, I mean of your car. Anyway.
Can I take a peek in your bonnet? What's number two?
Number two, I can only really come up with one. I mean, I'm sure there's other things.
Wow, you are so responsible with your money.
No.
Okay.
It's just I can't think of anything specific.
Like a BMW that flooded? I don't know. Yeah, that would be one.
That's another good one.
Yeah, that was a real bummer.
I can't help myself.
What's something that you've... How about the rowing machine?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
But the funny thing is, I never regretted buying it. I just realized I came to terms with my humanity.
But it wasn't about regret. It's just a silly thing that you spent money on.
I was like, I want to get in shape.
You gave it a home.
I bought a rowing machine, the kind with the water that you swishes around when you pull the thing.
Oh, nice.
And I was super stoked about it. I used it three times. Like, this is fucking hard.
You're like, fuck this.
I was like, even on the lowest setting, I was like, after 5 minutes, I was like drenched in sweat and just exhausted.
It was working?
Yeah. Yes. It was working. But I was like, there's got to be an easier way to lose fat than this. And I've yet to find it.
He's like, I need a beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously.
All this 5 minute working out has really got me parched.
Let's get physical.
All this working out is getting in the way of my drinking habits.
Oh,
so,
boy.
No. But yeah, I just decided that I'm going to be realistic if it's just not something I'm going to do.
Okay.
So.
Well, I would like to thank you for the rowing machine.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I picked it up a week ago, almost a week ago,
and
I've used it every day since.
And after three minutes, were you able to proceed?
Dude, it's so, I've been doing it in 30-minute intervals.
Oh, the first, in your face.
The first, well,
but frankly.
But also, it is hard. It is exhausting. So the first 10 minutes is like kind of boring because you're like, oh, like how long do I? Because every time I look at the clock, I'm like, it's only been 60 seconds.
Yeah, see?
Like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to put yourself in a headspace for the first 10. Mm. Second 10, it starts to get a little bit more challenging. My hands start to go numb. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to take a break and shake it out and then start up again. The last 10 minutes, I feel like, you know, it's almost like trying to climb up a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh my God, like your coordination is off. Like everything's wild. Mm. So each time I've only done it five. I've only had it for 5 days. So I've done it each day. Each day gets a little bit better, but still that last 10 minutes, you're like, oh my God, can it turn, 60 more seconds? You count them in your head. You're like, just trying to get done.
Were you sore the next day at all or no?
No, not sore, but my core is definitely hurting. My butt cheeks when I get off that thing.
Yeah.
Hurt. But it's good. It's a lot more intense, like cardio than
really
I thought
is.
It was going to be.
Yeah. Same here. That's why I quit. Yeah. Cause like, you know how people like it, they talk about runners who like push through, get like, I hit that wall. I just don't have the
chutzpah
to get beyond the,
like, nah, bro.
I don't
really
like Rosa Parks. Nah.
Maybe 10, 15 years ago, but
no.
Right.
Well, I'll let you know. Cause my goal is to do it at least 30 minutes a day, every day until the beach trip, which is in like 3 weeks,
there
2 weeks.
Go. Two
no.
weeks. 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
Gotta get bikini ready.
So,
All right. That Speedo's not going to wear itself.
Trying to.
There you go. All right, Brian, what about you?
I got a few silly ones.
Okay.
I bought, it's silly things that I paid for you know, in retrospect or literally.
Okay.
I once bought someone a banana phone, like a phone that works, like a
ring,
cordless
ring,
phone.
Ring, ring,
it's
ring,
a,
ring.
It's a banana real banana phone. Phone. Yeah. It's true.
That's awesome.
I once, years and years and years ago, when I didn't really understand the concept of credit cards and how they work, was gifted with the responsibility of taking over the paying the credit cards. Mm. And I was like, oh, and I didn't realize that my partner at that time had signed up for like a, it was like a pay later option where purchases over a certain amount would go into a different bucket.
Right.
And so
was he a mechanic?
No. Oh. Not quite.
Sorry. Go ahead.
It was sad times.
Okay.
And so I kept paying the minimum. You know, whatever. I know he's checked out.
Yeah. I'm listening.
Yeah. And so I didn't realize that I was accumulating eventually.
Oh, because you were only doing the minimum every time.
Well, I was doing whatever was in the regular bucket and not the overage bucket.
Got it.
And ended up, it was almost $400 or more a month. And it had been going on for like a year or two. And ultimately it was like 13 grand. And I was like, oh my God, I don't have this money.
Jesus.
Like what? I had to cash out some of my 401k just to pay for it.
Oh my God.
It was insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really dumb. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone. There it is. That's why he was so quiet over there. Hacking away. Banana phone. You brought it up earlier, so I'm going to give another one. But my Karen haircut, that was probably one of the dumbest things I paid for.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
And the attitude that went with it.
Oh my God.
It was
just
awful.
Always wanted to speak to the manager.
Wow. You said it didn't bother you. You said it was okay. That
jeez.
Just walking around demanding supervisors everywhere
he
went.
It's just a phase. He'll grow out of it.
That's what I thought.
But speaking of the podcast equipment, I too bought a bunch of stuff to record at home. And it was around that time that I had just set it all up and just started learning how to use it that we ended up moving.
Yeah.
So I had to break it all down. So I'm only just now getting into a phase of redesigning the office to turn it into what I want it to be so I can set all that back up.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's been basically sitting in storage for almost 3 years.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was like, I don't know, like $4,000, $5,000. That's just sitting there, microphones and a computer specifically for recording.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway, we'll get to it, but
one of these days,
not yet. What you got?
I was big into washing my cars and stuff like that and getting like the car cleaning kits
and all.
And there was an infomercial for something called a ShamWow.
What?
And I said, oh, that'd be something cool to add to the collection.
Do you remember that guy?
Yeah.
In the commercials?
Vince.
Yeah.
And he had the slap chop too.
Yeah. And didn't he also get arrested for slap chopping a woman?
That's right.
What?
He had a breaker rod though.
Wow.
He's like smacked the crap out of some prostitute in a hotel and got arrested for it.
Not very gentlemanly.
No.
Anyway.
But it looked cool, right? As seen on TV. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't spend a ton of money on it, right? I didn't.
$19.99.
Exactly. No. And, you know,
did they sign you up for the monthly thing? Like
no.
Girls Gone Wild?
Yeah.
They just kept sending you towels.
This isn't a video cassette.
How do you know about that, Brian?
You had both going, didn't you?
Oh, man. Girls Gone Wild. But so I got it and I was using it on the car. And, you know, the first time through, it was fine. Then you throw it in the wash and it just starts like
pilling and falling apart.
The fuzzies and all. And it just starts falling apart. And I was like, well, this is a waste. So I put it away. You know, I only used it after that for like, if you have like any bugs or tar, like you really wanted to like scrub something off at the bottom, you know,
and then just throw it away.
That was a waste. Yeah. But there's plenty of things, but that was the one thing that popped up my mind. And actually I think Lindsay and I were talking about,
you're like, oh, they got me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think we've all got on a, you know, as seen on TV, something, right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I remember buying off of a swap and shop a mini foosball and air hockey table. I don't think the air in the air hockey ever worked. And the little soccer balls would roll and then stop. And I couldn't figure out why, but it was like never balanced, never level. It was a waste.
Yeah.
It sucked.
And it was
I thought it'd be really cool. And I was like, man, I always wanted this as a kid. And of course, my kids didn't want anything to do with it. So I was sitting down there just, it sucked. But I did get rid of that. And I think the last thing is literally anything, any trinket, any stuffed animal, et cetera, that I buy for my kids. Because ultimately, in about a week, they're lost. In about a year, the stuffed animals go into the donation pile, right? So we tell the kids every, you know, right before Christmas, hey, we're going to put the donations together. You need to clean out your stuff. And it never fails that it's always the stuff that I've bought them throughout the year that they put in there. And I was like, I was like, I thought you really wanted this. Well, I did. And well, why is it here? I don't want it anymore. I was like, well, that's a waste. That's a waste. All right. So what's one of what's three of the favorite places you visited, Bacon?
There are three favorite places I visited.
Right.
I love that. No, he just answered it like it was an interview question.
Yeah.
Like
what is
like an essay that he put the question in the answer
where it's gotta be. Yeah. Because you're trying to fill out a certain number of words.
Yeah.
In Webster's dictionary, favorite is defined by in this essay. I'll talk to you about, all of my favorite places are in Italy, actually. Venice, Rome, and mountain called Monte Baldo. Three of my favorite places. I went there. My sister lived there for a couple of years because her husband was stationed over there in the Air Force. And my fam went and we just toured Italy, man. It was great. Amazing.
Yeah.
Rome is amazing.
Sip and shop wherever you go.
The outdoor cafes, the weather was great. The espressos were great. The pizza was so good. The food was amazing.
So not here with us. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You got that right.
Yeah. All right.
Well, he doesn't visit with us.
No, like, that's true.
We're like home.
Have you tried to go back or like figured out a way to go tour, you know, maybe another area that you wanted to tour that you weren't able to?
Yeah, I would like to spend some time in Milan too. I've never been there. I just drove through it. I didn't actually stay there.
Lake Como is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to stop in there.
And I wouldn't mind checking out Sicily. Sicily sounds like a cool place to check out. And like the Corsica area. I think that's the same area. Anyway, yeah.
Okay. What about you, Timothy?
Oh, my three places. First off is St. Croix.
Oh.
Lindsay and I went there.
Was that for a cruise or
no,
destination?
We picked it. I don't know why we picked it, but we picked it. It was for a big anniversary of ours. It was right before COVID, I think. It was like 2019 we went. It was like you bought like a package, right? So it wasn't technically all inclusive, but it came with different things. Like we went on a little like cruise while we were there, like a little boat. They called it like a sunset cruise.
Okay.
And so
they take you to like an
booze
island
and stuff.
One of the other islands or something.
So we went like towards St. Thomas and got to watch the sunset and they were pouring us booze and stuff. Another place, St. Andrews in Scotland.
Oh yeah,
that
yeah,
was,
yeah.
That was
you
a
went
lot of fun.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I would love to go back. The golf, the it was just a lot of fun. The views, all of that was
the
great.
Food,
food was good.
Yeah,
yeah. So that was a lot of fun. And a third one, is Miami. I've gone down there a couple times, with Lindsay. KY lives down there. There's just so much going on all the time.
Yep.
And it's awesome. Yeah, it's cool. It's a lot of fun.
Nice.
What about you, B?
I got a few. Iceland.
Oh, yeah.
I went to Iceland just after COVID.
Right.
And they were just kind of opening things back up. Funny enough, the flight there, as soon as we landed, I guess when we were in transit, they made an announcement that everybody had to wear masks and they shut everything. Cause typically everything's open till like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Because especially during that season, the sun doesn't truly set. I mean, I guess it does, but there's so much reflection of light in the atmosphere in that region, that even at midnight, you know, it's still daylight. It looks like it's about, you know, like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock.
That's crazy.
We went and walked up and looked at a volcano.
Yeah.
At like 9:30 at night. I had a trip years ago with Gary, who has since passed, and mm-hmm. Justin and another friend of ours. We went to Costa Rica.
Oh, that's right.
And that was probably one of the most chaotic, fun, chaotic trips I've ever had.
Yeah.
I remember I had to leave a day early because we had a show and I didn't want to cancel the show. And so we all went on the same plane there together, but then on the way back, I left a day early. Anyway, I'm in the car. This is like a you know, I had to get up at 4 a.m., which, you know, means I slept for about half an hour. And I'm in the car and it's pitch black and it's a 45 minute drive to the airport. And then about, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes before we actually reached the airport, I woke up and I was like, holy shit, I forgot my passport.
Oh no.
And it, 'cause Gary convinced me for all of us to put our passports in the safe. And so I left it in the safe. So I think I texted him or I called him or something and he was still awake. Go figure. And he was like, I got you. So it was like $100 or $120 to get me to the airport. And then I had to pay another $100 for a taxi driver to drive my passport to the airport. And then when we get there, I had to pay for the taxi and they wouldn't take a credit card. They wanted cash. And the ATM machine wouldn't accept my card because I hadn't used it the whole trip.
Yeah.
Because I brought other cash with me that I'd already spent because I'm at the end of the trip.
Right.
And they thought it was like a fraudulent charge thing. And so I couldn't get, it was a total mess.
Ugh.
But that was just, you know, that one part. Everything else was fun. And another trip that I've taken with Courtney, I'd probably have to say Mexico. We go to this one resort. It's an all-inclusive place. We've done it twice now. And same place. And it's just the staff there is amazing. The beach is gorgeous. The food options are incredible. They had freaking shrimp that looked like lobster tails.
Wow.
It
was
so good. And the margaritas, they have top shelf tequila. And if you ask for a bottle, they'll just put it in your room. Like it's not an extra charge or anything.
Like Don Julio.
No.
Or Casamigos.
Herradura. Herradura.
Herradura.
100 proof.
Wow.
Good stuff.
Mm.
Anyway, those are my three.
Very nice. Very cool. Nice.
Well, that's three peas on the pod for you.
Well done.
Three peas on the pod.
I came across something that I thought was interesting.
Hitman.
Are you guys familiar?
Not exciting, but true.
Are you guys familiar with the band Soundgarden?
Yeah. I'm familiar with them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know them personally.
Oh, yeah, of course. They have a...
Do you know the Spoon Man?
They have a song called Rusty Cage that came out back when... I think it was Bad Motorfinger was the album. It was their first album.
Okay.
And it starts off like this.
I think I've heard this.
Very typical... Kind of like Soundgarden sounding.
Okay.
And then you get the later part of the song. So it kind of changes a little bit.
Yeah. What made you think of this song?
Well, the fact that there is a new band. They're called King Ultra Mega. And it is a super group.
Is it a K-pop band?
No. It's a super group. And this is their version of that song.
So far, sounds the same.
He likes the drums.
Yeah, he does.
That sounds pretty similar, right? But it sounds like more up to date, more modern.
Give me the vocals.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yeah. Chris Cornell is a tough one to top. Kind of sounds like Tim.
Thank you.
Tim, you're so angry. You rest the cage. That's not bad.
Yeah. So the band is comprised of William Duvall, not the actor. He's the
Alice. That would be Robert Duvall. But okay, go ahead.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sure he has somebody in his family named William has acted at some point.
No relation.
But William Duvall, Alice in Chains frontman.
Okay.
Bill Kelleher from Mastodon on guitar. Mark Mengi from Metal Allegiance is on bass, and Charlie Benitent, the Anthrax and Pantera drummer.
Wow.
Cool. So they started.
Did they just announce like a tour or something?
No, they just released this today, and they kind of announced what their plans are. I'm sure there probably will be a tour, but they're going to use the proceeds from this music to go towards mental health resources.
Really?
And they're planning on doing more covers spanning Chris Cornell's entire career, including material from Soundgarden, Audioslave, and his solo era.
Wow.
With rotating guest musicians. The cause that they're raising money for is called Music Cares. Music Cares.
Mm-hmm. I like it. That's cool.
They're probably going to have other acts around them that are you're going to want to watch.
Yeah, probably.
You're going to want to follow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay locked in. We'll be right back with more Podcast Envy.
Speaking of songs you have heard before, you just heard different versions of them.
Okay.
We have some breaking Radio Envy history.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
This is fun. I was able to acquire the original sound recording of Tim singing Coastin' on the Beach.
Really?
Wow.
Are you ready to hear this groundbreaking?
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Is that what it's going to sound like?
So you can tell it's on the
beach. How did you get this?
I have my sources.
Wow. He broke into your house.
That's right.
And stole your device.
I jailbroke your phone.
Yeah. Like Tim's sleeping and he takes your phone and just goes.
That's good.
It's recorded on a beach, so you can tell, but you can tell you're on the beach. So here goes.
Time has passed, but it still feels like yesterday. Tide rolled out and we shared away. Life's in overdrive and something's got to change. I got a place not far away.
Now when you were singing it,
me and you rendezvousing, girl, what do you say? We can celebrate happy hour any time of day, yeah, cause I'm coasting. Gone for the day, cruising speed set for ocean highway. I'm for it's too late, sugar sweet sand is calling my name. I'm coasting.
Now, when you were singing it in this format, were you thinking it was going to be a fast song, or was it going to be kind of slow and melodic like that?
Yeah, I just
like a sweet, tender song instead of like a beach party.
Well, I got a place not far away.
Right.
I heard it as like a beachy type song, like a Jimmy Buffett type song. I just had to get the words out.
The cooler's filled up with frozen lime, man.
Yeah.
I made the observation that I think Tim is singing the original in a minor key, but you guys went to a major key when you recorded it.
Probably.
Yeah. I just thought that was an interesting juxtaposition, if you will.
There are all kinds of, when you sit down and you start doing the pre-production stuff, because you want to have a roadmap, right? Of what you're going in the studio for. So you try to figure out as much as you can, but that's cool.
In that trove of documents that I...
Uh-oh, you got Plunger?
That I hacked. No, I have another Radio Envy song that has not been released, I don't think.
Okay.
What is this? What song is this?
It's called
Chase
Hide and Seek.
All around and do it again. Find a place your heart to get.
This has to have been something that you wrote.
Wow.
No, it sounds good. Yeah. I don't remember writing this
Keep
one.
Keep going.
And I'm also fumbling through it.
It's okay. Give me the hook.
You keep playing hide and seek.
There it is.
To see what makes your heart beat.
Sounds, the harmonies are tight.
The harmonies are good,
Just keep playing hide and seek, but you carry the weight with you.
A little ground control.
I was thinking the same thing.
With you.
It really needed to have a countdown. Five.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds like a Brian solo. Ooh, that's nice. I do remember this one.
This is a good song.
Yeah.
I like this. I would produce this song for you.
Okay.
If you wanted to put it out.
Let's do it.
I have ideas for this song.
It probably would sound better now that we've had a few years to...
to let it marinate?
Yeah.
To let us marinate?
That was really good.
Yeah, that's a fun one. And there's actually more of your solos on that.
Yeah. They probably all sound the same. I know one solo and I use it for every song.
But we love it and we thank you.
It's a keeper. Last one.
Last one's a fun one. I played this one in the car with the kids and they thought it was a banger.
Oh, God. Yes. Dude, this was so fun to put together. To believe in. And it sounded great coming out of the speakers, like when you listen to it live. It's cool.
Sitting right at your desk. Boom,
boom. I want everything and nothing to do with you. You always leave me here waiting like a fool. Are you in love with me or are you in love with you? Cause it seems to me that you've anything better to do. And every time you fall down, do that Cheshire grin when I reach out. You pretend to love me just to have something
to believe in.
Pretend to love me just to have
to
something.
I love it. This is the first Bacon's heard this song, by the way.
Oh, really? You pretend to love me just to have something to believe in.
I like that. Is that a guitar?
It's keys. I have a small keyboard that you can manipulate the hell out of it. And so I just hold the key down and it goes...
Throw a little siren.
Yeah, it's like, get the hell out of here. Yeah. You know,
red flags.
Yep. And there's no auto-tune. There's no Melodyne. This is all raw, obviously.
Yeah.
Get ready for it, Bacon. It's coming.
All right.
Something to believe in.
What's gonna happen?
Look, something to believe in, something to breathe in, a reason for the teasing, a mess I ain't cleaning, a feeling like it's treason that I'm keeping, keys in hand cause I'm leaving,
oh, shit.
Better hurry up cause I'm fleeing, meeting with the other ones that I'm cheating, not beating, but pleasing on the hearts I'm seeing. Tell me, baby girl, now
what do you believe in?
Every time you fall down.
That was really good. I like that.
Yeah.
It's different, right?
It's something
that, you know, that was fun. So that was primarily Brian, but he was like, hey, I have this middle area. What do you want to do?
Come up with a rap, yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'll come up with a rap. So then I think it was like the next practice. I was like, hey, I got something. And so we put that down and then he was like, all right, let's put it all together. And
Alex,
we did a couple of
Alex Clare.
Oh, okay.
Too close to love you. And I'm just too.
I think I've heard that.
That it was around that the time that that album came out. This is it right here. Yeah. I got it.
Oh, you got it. I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like, I was trying to emulate that vibe.
Oh, yeah, I know this song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just Too Close to Love You or something like that. I think that song could easily be something like this.
Yeah. Agreed.
To make promises.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway.
I don't want to hurt you, but I need to breathe.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool that you brought all those up.
Yeah.
I don't know why I initially was going through it, but I found it and I was in the car with the kids. I was like, hey, check this out. You want to hear something different?
Yeah.
And I played it. Boy, I thought it was cool.
Believe in.
Something to breathe in. A reason for the. Yeah, it was cool. It felt good.
I loved how you were rapping along with it. Like, yeah, that's great.
Well, I don't remember what I had for dinner last night, but I can remember, you know, lyrics rap lyrics that I put together 7 years ago. Right?
Pot roast, all right?
Yeah. I wish I had pot roast. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
It is fun to go through. Like, I've got stuff on my computer probably that goes back to like maybe 2012 or 2013.
Yeah.
But I think since transferring, you know, from phone to phone to phone, I think it only picked up stuff from 2018.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. It's
and I also
fun
found
going back.
Nothing to Lose. That's something we haven't played in a while. Maybe we should.
Yeah,
bring
that's
back.
True. Yeah. That is one that we haven't done in a while. We should.
Yeah. So maybe we bring that back.
That would be cool.
So, yeah. I'll add it to the set list.
Leave it to the listeners. What do you guys think? Should we
do any of those?
No. Yeah. Should we bring it back? Should we finish the ones that we never finished?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nice. Or do you like segments like that where we kind of, again, peel back the curtain a little bit of some of the stuff that we used to do, or maybe that we're in the progress of putting together?
Feedback@podcastenvy.com.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Hit it up.
Another musician that, I really like, one of my favorites out there, Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you heard, but he was diagnosed with normal pressure hydrocephalus.
What is
it's a
the first word is normal, why are we concerned?
Right. Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah. That is kind of weird. It's called
anyway,
normal
go
pressure.
Ahead.
But yeah. But yeah,
it's better than being under pressure.
He put his tour on hold, back a few months ago. Because he was saying he was having trouble with keeping his balance, had blurry vision, had a hard time with his vocals. Turns out it's all related to this illness.
It's not a tumor.
It's
pretty good.
But they're still working on figuring out how to fix it. So his tour is still on hold. However,
good thing he's got the money
to
pay for the doctors to figure it out.
There's a new documentary about him.
I saw it just popped up
and
on
so
HBO.
It goes on HBO, HBO Max. I have that on my watch list, and I encourage you all out there to give it a look. I'm sure it'll be great. It talks about his up and coming, what he's been up to, and what his future plans are. So it comes highly recommended.
Okay.
Sponsored by
HBO Max.
We were Max.
It's not HBO. It's Max. Wait, no, it's not Max. It's HBO.
Yeah. Whatever. You remember the fuzzy screen. Right. That's us.
Oh, we didn't talk about Stephen Colbert, but that's okay.
The Late Show?
Yeah.
Okay.
How long are they scheduled to continue recording? Till the end of the year?
Till May of next year.
May of next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised, though. I have a feeling Colbert is not going to take it laying down. He might get crazy.
Well, so I didn't look into it, but I saw a headline that said that they're bleeding $40 million a year on The Late Show.
But it's a company that makes $8 billion a year, so.
Well, even bigger than Colbert.
It's, here we are.
It's kind of the end of an era.
It really is.
You know, because just the show itself has been on for decades.
People would stay up late. They would schedule their night, you know, around watching these shows. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, skip past all the machines now that we have that we can record TV programs. Mm-hmm. Like what was the Kangaroo one or TiVo or whatever. Yeah. And now everything's just streamed. So everything is literally on demand.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't have to watch it. There's no reason to watch it. until you are ready to watch it.
It kind of makes me wonder, like, for me, I watch the monologues of Nate Late Night on YouTube. So I wonder if they make money off of YouTube, like in some kind of profit sharing thing or not, because, you know, they're not like a regular person that's trying to get famous on YouTube. They're an established show and all that shit. I don't know.
It makes me wonder how the rest of the ratings are doing for all of those late night shows.
It makes me wonder what they're going to fill that spot with.
Colbert was doing 37 million. Jimmy Kimmel was doing in the mid 20s. Fallon was doing low 20 million.
So if Colbert was doing the best,
he was.
Then what's that say about the other two then?
Right.
Are they next? Is this the end of late night talk show TV?
It would be a bummer if it was, I think.
But, I mean, this has to be the start of it. I mean, according to what you were saying, the more popular or the most popular out of all the late night talk shows, and that's getting canceled by next year, what does that say about the other ones that aren't as popular?
So this is something that I think that people don't think about much. Like, when you think of a network, you kind of think about, let me put it this way. When I think about, like, networks, I think about the shows and the talent that's on the network. Like, I know that Colbert was on CBS. I know Fallon was on NBC, etc. So, like, I kind of attribute them to part of the brand.
Okay.
So when they take off, like, that's literally, besides their news division, that's like probably the most popular thing that they do. You know, I just feel like it's just not, it's very short-sighted. It's like cutting off your nose to spite your face.
You just want to say that.
Yeah.
So what do you put in that time slot? Like, what's the alternative? Maybe, I mean, they're bringing back American Gladiators. So I don't know what channel that's on.
But. Oh, I think, isn't The Miz, isn't he the host of it?
I don't know.
I think I saw that. Yeah.
You know, I think we are the last.
Sorry, I'm a nerd.
No, I love it.
I think we're the last generation of people that had TV turn off at midnight when we were kids. You know, like nowadays.
You just stream until you fall asleep.
But like, so the production company that makes, I don't know if they make the Colbert version of the show, but David Letterman's company was called Worldwide Pants. And he started the company. He owned the time slot between 11:30 and 12 or 1. So his show and the following show. When I was a young kid, it was Tom Snyder was the follow-up. Then Craig Ferguson took over.
Yeah.
And his show was fucking fantastic.
He was great. Yeah.
And I used to watch his show every night. I'd record it and watch it the next day. And then they did James Corden, who did famously Carpool Karaoke, came from that.
Yep.
And everybody ended up hating James Corden just like they did in London. So he got canceled. And then they did After Midnight with Taylor Tomlinson,
which
was good. It was still getting its legs.
Yeah.
They canceled it. So.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, it's more than just Stephen Colbert. It is that whole legacy.
Yeah, it's like an end of an era.
Yeah.
For me, I think it's honestly, it's just too many options, too much access all the time whenever you want it. So there's no reason to have a time slot. Just record the show, just like they did the pop culture Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Just record the episodes and put it on Amazon and then people can watch it whenever they want.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing about it, too, is like I came up watching Colbert on The Daily Show and then on The Colbert Report.
Yeah.
Like both of the Colbert Report was so good.
It was great.
It was so good.
He was also, I mean, if you watch some of the documentaries about early on, all the comedians like Steve Carell and Louis C.K., like they were all writers, too. Mm-hmm. And then they put themselves in front of the camera.
The Dana Carvey show.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. It was the Dana Carvey show. Yeah. They just like came up with these ideas and they were like, it was more like, not what if we did this? It was like, you think they'll let us get away with this?
Yeah.
You know?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
The best 15 seconds on TV was when ABC was doing a very special episode of Home Improvement.
Oh,
and
then
the Dana Carvey show was like the Root Beer Taco Bell Dana Carvey show.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, it's pretty
funny.
So funny. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. End of an era.
We're gonna
miss Colbert. So. He was good.
Yeah.
Well, end of an era, but an end of a great show.
Indeed. End of a great show, indeed.
On to the next one.
On to the next
one. A great episode.
Be right.
Yeah. Good night, boys.
Podcast Envy is a production of Bacon Wave Productions in cooperation with Revelry Media Productions. Follow us on Instagram at PodcastRNV. Follow us on TikTok at Podcast.Envy. Join our Patreon at Patreon.com/PodcastEnvy. Follow, like, and subscribe to stay up to date on our latest episodes. Send us your feedback and more at PodcastEnvy.com. A Bacon Wave podcast production.